internet, personal, national, and financial security. And the questions are the same throughout the different waves. And we like to make sure that we're staying on top of what the trends are and the thinking is across the globe in these areas.
And you've been doing this since 2007, so it's you get a nice spectrum of thoughts and even trend lines over a period of time.
Yes, we do, actually, and it's been pretty interesting. This one is by far one of the most unique.
And actually, when I was reading through it, my biggest thing was I guess their concern level is the lowest that it's been actually since you started doing this.
It is, and I find that was one of the areas, Chris, that really took me by surprise as well.
So what do you, I mean, even this week, I'm reading this story in the New Yorker, a big long piece about cyber war and all these, and I mean, I'm getting a little nervous. What do you credit that to?
You know, it could be the financial situation, our economic situation in the country, that people are really, they're really distracted, and
they have other things on their mind.
They do, and they're paying more attention to the elections and to the healthcare and to finance. And this concept of cybersecurity is still very nebulous to them. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Those of us who are in this line of business, you know, it can be pretty scary when you start putting the pieces together and you start looking at what really can happen. And so, you know, I think right now there's been a lot of reporting on it, and you know, people are probably not paying as much attention to it as they had in the past. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know.
And yet there's still a real concern about over half, more than half, 59% of Americans seriously concerned, either extremely or very concerned, about national security in relation to war and terrorism. This is the number one area that people are nervous about.
Right, but there's a difference between the war on terrorism and then translate that to security as it relates to what's happening on the continental U.S. And so I think there's been a lot of focus on what's happening globally as far as the war on terrorism is. And I think this administration has done a great job of being transparent about communicating what's really going on. And so it's giving people a sense of comfort, but also giving them some concern, because there is more information flowing, and it's giving them a different view into what's really happening globally.
So one of the interesting findings in here is the people are very concerned, and perhaps this doesn't surprise me, about malware, unsolicited email, all those things that we have to deal with all the time.
Yeah, so people are concerned about that. They're paying attention to it. I think people are taking a different posture on their PCs and their laptops as well, where they've bought security packages, they're downloading those patches, and they're doing a good basic hygiene on those devices. But what's really interesting is that people are not protecting those mobile devices. Only 37% of the Americans are updating their mobile device passwords, and they're not using any of those security features. And I think that's a sign of the times. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about mobile devices being compromised or information being used or stolen from a device. Laptops and PCs, there's been a lot of discussion about that. And I think what we're seeing is people want efficiencies. And, of course, if you've got a device that your company or an agency's provided to you, they're going to push a security package and force you to use your password and things like that. But your personal devices, people don't want to be bothered. They really don't. They want that tool to be accessible to them. They don't want to have to unlock it using a password because it's not as efficient. And, you know, you're not supposed to be texting while you're driving, but somebody might want to see what number's incoming from a phone call. So I think it's become more of a hindrance the security has. And so I'm not sure.
And that's a significant issue, because in many ways these things, iPhones, Androids, these are small little computers. These aren't just a phone anymore.
No, they're not. The computing power of these devices, actually a lot of people have transitioned away from using their laptops even anymore. And people who travel outside the U.S. use these little smaller form factors.
Yeah.
And they're able to stay digitally connected anywhere, anytime.
Yeah. One of the real interesting findings in here, people don't appear to be that concerned about electronic health information.
You know, I always find that interesting that people don't really understand, I don't think, what information flows and what can flow. And yet there's been some data breach notifications on healthcare information, but not as much as we would anticipate, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's concerning that, you know, we're moving more to the electronic healthcare records. We're hearing about data breaches, and yet we're still seeing that trending going the opposite direction. So sometimes I'm confused by it myself.
Yeah. Anything, you know, most agencies can take away from this in terms of their thinking about cybersecurity, or even how to explain this. I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges is getting people to compare, to be really concerned about cybersecurity. Are there things people can take away from this that can help them do their jobs?
Well, you know what? What's interesting is when you look at the data that's produced in this document, I would think that CIOs and CISOs would look at this. I mean, I do, and I look at the trends. And the internet security seems to be dropping down as far as how concerned people are. And that would concern me as a CISO, that either people are becoming more malaise about it, they're not paying attention to it as much because they're anticipating somebody's doing it for them. And so I think that's an area where there needs to be some concern. The other area that I found, which was interesting, is people are not as concerned about online banking or online transactions.
Yeah, online shopping, people really not nervous at all.
But yet there is a big concern about financial security.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I look at the two of them, there's a little bit of an opposition. And I sometimes feel that maybe people don't really realize that these transactions that happen online can impact their financial security. And I also think that the models for online shopping are really pushing people into the sense of security that fraud is built into the business model. And so it's not going to impact them financially. The credit card companies are going to take care of it. And so, you know, that's a little bit concerning to me. And again, I think if you look at people using online capabilities, perhaps there needs to be a little bit of a different posture being taken. And one other area that I wanted to point out too, Chris, is we did a supplemental question about the president having the ability to turn off a section of the internet.
Yeah. Parts of occasional proposals up on Capitol Hill.
It has been, but what was interesting is that 61% of Americans believe that the president should have that ability, which means, to me, they want him to be the cyber commander-in-chief as well as the commander-in-chief from our military forces. They want him to take responsibility for cyberspace as well. And I think that's really a positive move, that they're really putting that type of responsibility back to the president.
And they say, okay, I want to be safe. And they my sense when I was reading it was a lot of people, if you're at all tech savvy, you understand, okay, I need to do at least certain amount of stuff to be safe and operate on the internet, because this is a shared resource. It's like following the rules on the highway. You need to be able to operate safely. But there are some areas like mobile, like we talked about, that are still, people don't think about it.
I think you're right. And the more we have hackers and attackers and bad actors after those particular devices, that will get the same type of visibility that it hasn't had in the past. So it's just, I hate to predict it, but it's a matter of time.
Yeah. And the other thing that came through with me is the education initiatives. You're never done on educating people about cybersecurity issues.
No, and I think that's another thing. I was recently talking to the Department of Homeland Security about their national level campaign, and I'm pretty excited about it. And their tagline is Stop, Think, and Click.
Yeah.
And I really like that because I think it really hits home, and it's got to start in kindergarten, and it's got to go all the way up to our senior citizens. It can't stop when we get out of school. So we've got a lot of work to do. I think this administration is stepping up to the plate from an educational perspective. I'm really excited to see that particular item out of the 60-day review actually getting implemented.